So you know the last one was just about 2 years old. But that was back in the slavery time, you know. And it didn't take much. And my grandfather was pretty wealthy. I said, had all these cattle and he bought land. I'm going to tell you a little something about the land for a quick. And he never married. Well, one of the reasons he didn't marry, I think, was that then you had all this kind of servants you needed. Mm-hmm. You know, he had slaves, they bought them. My grandfather bought slaves, worked them right out there where my sister's living now. And he bought land right out here on the Summer Hill Road, off the Summer Hill Road. You know what he gave for it? He bought 160 acres and he gave 25 cents an acre. He bought the adjoining 160 acres and he gave a broadcloth suit of clothes for it. Mm. And you know what that land is selling for now?
What?
$5,000 an acre.
Mm.
And he willed his son, my grandfather, Eli Moores, willed Charles Moores, his oldest boy, that 320 acres of land and built him a two-story house on it. Which you know what the two-story house could build it for then?
What's that?
Not over $350 to $400. Labor wasn't but a dollar and a half a day. Nails were cheap. Lumber was cheap. You know what they give, what the Buchanan Lumber Company here give an acre for this timbered land? Dollar and a half acre with it loaded with pine trees like you see out yonder, them big trees across yonder. And the Buchanan Lumber Company and Porter Wadley Company, they was rich.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Wadley stayed here and was a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it out the lumber business. And he died here just recently. He was a member of the Baptist church that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
He left them $1.5 million.
Did your mother ever work?
Huh?
Did your mother ever work?
No, she didn't have time. She took care of her father and kept house for him. And then she married and she began to have eight children of us. And she never did. My mother worked harder than anybody.
Uh-huh. Could she read and write?
Huh?
Could you read it?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good Bible scholar. Read the Bible, listen. Read the Bible all the time. And when young folks would have spats and didn't get along,
mm-hmm.
you know what they do?
What?
They say, some of them are kin, would say, we'll go out to see Aunt Nanny, or Cousin Nanny, and whatever she says, we'll do it, or Ms. Watts.
Mm-hmm.
They'd sit down and tell them their troubles. My mother tell them what she'd do. She says, now let me tell you what to do. You do this and thus and so. And they'd listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
Even after I was married, they'd come out there and would ask her. My mother was a great, great Christian.
Mm-hmm. You said, your mother's mother, what was her maiden name?
She was named... Harrison, wait a minute. Let me go get a little book.
Well, Harrison was her last name?
Her mother. Her mother was a Harrison.
Uh-huh. Where was her mother?
She was born right down here at Garland City on what they call Wind's Prairie.
Garland City
is 21 miles from here.
In Arkansas?
Yeah, Texas County, Miller County.
Okay.